This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday, September 27th, 2019. The deep state is behind this attempted coup on Trump. They're moving forward with the impeachment. Whether they don't have any evidence or not, and they've already been proven to be involved in a giant hoax with the Ukraine situation. But Pelosi says they've got lots of reasons, and they want to have the articles forward for a vote by Thanksgiving. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. They want to remove Trump in the next 4 to 5 months. This is explosive. We're going to break it all down. But first, this report.
We will not give them up. We have hands of owners who will not comply.
We are law-abiding, responsible gun owners, and please don't legislate the 150 million people just like me into being criminals. Like it has happened. You've already done it. The legislation on bump stocks. I was a bump stock owner, and I had to make a decision: do I become a felon, or do I comply? And like that gentleman that just got escorted out, I will not comply.
The hearing on so-called assault weapons drew a line in the sand. The Democrats want your president, they want you taxed to death, and they want your guns. Leading the charge, politicians who know little to nothing about firearms.
I've held an AR-15 in my hand, I wish I had it. It is as heavy as 10 boxes that you might be moving. And the bullet that is utilized, a 50 caliber, these kinds of bullets, need to be licensed and do not need to be on the streets.
Clearly define those characteristics that define an assault weapon, and assault weapons also include assault pistols and assault shotguns, then we'll be on much firmer footing.
And that would eliminate these weapons that we commonly refer to as assault weapons, and that can cause these mass casualties.
I would like to, ask, some of the people who support banning, quote, assault rifles to tell me, do you think that hunting rifles ought to be banned?
I believe any weapon that can be used to hunt individuals should be banned.
You said that anything used to hunt people should be banned. Is that correct?
Any weapon that can be used to hunt individuals should be banned.
Okay, so you then stand for the proposition to ban any type of firearm, because any type of firearm could be used to misuse and kill people.
As I stated before, with law enforcement in particular, there is a social contract that we have.
I'm asking, based on your statement, you said that anything used to hunt people should be banned. That's what you stated. You just said all. So I'm clarifying. Your statement today is that all firearms, because they can be used to hunt people, should be banned. That's your statement before this committee.
So that is not my statement. So you haven't clarified my statement, sir. You've just added a statement.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I don't necessarily profess to be an expert in hunting varmint, but my general sense is that if you're hitting them with an AK-15, you're not hunting them, you're killing them. And that's the only purpose of doing it.
Larry Elder, writing for Real Clear Politics, asks, how many are saved every year by guns? Almost all national survey estimates indicate that defensive gun uses by victims are at least as common as offensive uses by criminals, with estimates of annual uses ranging from about 500,000 to more than 3 million per year. 20 years ago, economist John Lott, author of More Guns, Less Crime, wrote, "We find that allowing citizens to carry concealed weapons deters, and it appears to produce no increase in accidental deaths. If those states which did not have right to carry concealed gun provisions had adopted them back in 1992, approximately 1,570 murders, 4,177 rapes, and over 60,000 aggravated assaults would have been avoided yearly." The Democrats lean on totalitarianism as a solution to increase their own power and control, which is why we need to protect our Second Amendment rights now more than ever. John Bound reporting.
September is almost over, and right now we're offering store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and 50% off for a limited time. As a lot of you know, I don't play by the establishment's rules. In fact, I like to hijack things they've created and turn it towards the use of the people and the information war. And we're doing that right now with the Big Game Changer. We're going to bring you real Black Friday prices months early in late September and early October. It's going to run as long as supplies last. Across the board, at least 50% off, store-wide, free shipping, double Patriot points, and more. We've not done this, ladies and gentlemen, since last Christmas. But I want you to take advantage of this. We need funds to run our operations, so it is a win-win. We're going into 2020. InfoWars needs the funds. Plus, these are great products. Go take advantage of them right now at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
I miss Long Beach and I miss you, babe. I miss dancing with you the most of all. I miss the bar where the beach boys would go. Dennis's last stop before Kokomo. Those nights were on fire, we couldn't get higher. We didn't know that we had it all. But nobody wants you before the fall.
Broadcasting worldwide on this Friday, already, 27th day of September 2019. I'm going to be here for the next 4 hours live. We've got Nick Maggis joining us. We have constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes in the studio. We also have famous criminal and First Amendment lawyer, civil rights lawyer Norm Pattis joining us because there was a public interest appeal at the Supreme Court of Connecticut yesterday, dealing with the railroading that I am enjoying with the Democratic Party law firm there in Connecticut. And it was pretty explosive, pretty powerful statements, the kind of stuff you see in movies, not the stuff you usually see in courtrooms. But this is pretty dramatic stuff. We're going to look at that coming up at the bottom of the hour, play some of those clips from inside the Supreme Court there in Connecticut. And then we're going to obviously move into the whole attempt to remove Trump from office. It has been announced that the Democrats want to bring forward articles of impeachment one way or another by Thanksgiving. And they would like to have already had a vote and President Trump removed from office by Christmas as a present to the American people. These are all statements that have been made. Hillary Clinton has come out and called Trump a clear and present danger to the country. This is because he is rolling up the CHICOM spy grid that had taken control of the U.S. He is ending our economic surrender to China and the globalist combine. And the actual traders are very, very upset that their gravy train is in danger. And so a secret agent man from the CIA inside the White House is the whistleblower that heard this, not secondhand, but of course, third hand, ladies and gentlemen, that the president had done quid pro quo. I'll give you this if you give me that. None of it's true. They released the transcript, but that didn't stop the head of the committee, Mr. BSer Schiff, to read in his opening statement a fake transcript and only later admit that it was a fake transcript. And that didn't stop people like good old Joe Scarborough from tweeting out another fake transcript. And it's all being done on purpose. All being done just to confuse everybody and to put all this mud up into the atmosphere and into the air, because they never get held accountable, these criminals. Do whatever they want, whenever they want, however they want. Shock and awe, Democrats are rushing to have articles of impeachment ready for a vote around Thanksgiving. Complaint in hand, Democrats aim for a fast and focused impeachment inquiry. They want the articles by Thanksgiving. Trump says Schiff must resign and be investigated for reading a fake transcript of Trump's conversation with the Ukrainian president. Schiff's retelling of Trump phone call with Ukraine head gets mocked as unhinged Orange Man bad fan fiction. Again, these stories are all up on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. Moron psycho Joe Scarborough tweets satire Trump Ukraine transcript as if it's real. Meanwhile, Dossier 2.0 whistleblower complaint relies on Soros-funded investigative reporting, close quote, group that partnered with BuzzFeed on Pissgate. Trump properly warns that if they impeach him or try to remove him from office, it could cause a stock market crash. Meanwhile, shocked new survey finds Americans are completely unprepared for a recession or a depression. But that's okay. Report. Hundreds of documents conflict with Joe Biden's account of why Ukraine prosecutor was fired. Ellie's on TV saying, if you don't fire him, I'll keep $1 billion back. That's totally illegal, regardless of why they removed him. And see, when you piss in our face in plain view, and it's open and shut case, then you don't get in trouble. But when it's meth about Trump, it's all breathless. We got to get him right now. So this is a complete charade. You've got Omar and AOC running around foaming at the mouth, so happy all this is going on. But you've got Democrat privilege. 2 months after Hunter Biden discharged from the Navy for cocaine use, he's put on board of largest oil and gas company in Ukraine to funnel money back to Daddy Mitt Romney's folks and everybody else. But then you've got the Trump support treatment. Corrupt judge Amy Berman, that's Obama's hanging judge, Jackson bars Roger Stone defense from trying the case to Russian hackers. They admitted in court there's no evidence of any Russian hackers of the DNC. It's made up, like Kavanaugh raping women. It's all made up. In a big article in the Washington Times, Trump's earliest GOP backers fall on hard times. And it gets into how everybody gets arrested, indicted, bankrupted, sued. I'm not a victim, but I'm left out of the article. Meanwhile, the Kremlin's come out and said something really important. They said, we thought there's executive privilege. We thought our phone calls with the president are private. I mean, we're not releasing phone calls from Nancy Pelosi. So we're not going to talk to Trump on the phone if it's just released to the public. That's private conversations. Presidents should be able to talk to each other. You know, privacy? So you can really have discussions? But see, the idea of Trump having any diplomacy or any detente or any communication is illegal, you see. Hell, if he's in public and shakes Putin's hand at a G20 or G8, oh my gosh, you see the treason. They're trying to paralyze the president. So we're going to be looking at all that today in great detail. So many incredible clips we're going to be getting to. Now, I've got some very important big tech news I haven't hit that we're going to cover when we return, and so much more. And we are also going to dissect the latest military activities that are very important in the Middle East. Also, military sees frustrating trend of suicide spikes above the already record numbers. Now it's spiked even more than that. We're going to go to break and come back and plow into why we're seeing societal decline so quickly. Because we remove God from things. And just like removing oxygen from the equation, death follows. When we come back, we'll hit it all. First, ladies and gentlemen, though, please remember that we're listener supported, and the only way we're here is thanks to you. So thank you first. And please spread the word about the local radio stations and TV stations where you find us. Those are really precious affiliates we're very, very thankful for. And when you do the word of mouth, they always become number one in the ratings within about a year. And we're seeing that all over the country. It's very, very exciting. We're now number one on Cloud TV for about a year since we got on there. And now we're bigger than all the news programs combined. We were told by the owner of it. So that's very exciting. Thanks to you spreading the word. And remember, though, We need to stay on air with the globalists coming after us, and selling products is how we do it. Plus, these are great products you need anyways. So Black Friday's come 2 months early. In late September, we can only run it till maybe the middle of next week. We've already sold out of things like DNA Force Plus and others. We're very close to selling out of X3 and X2. We're very close to selling out of Bodies, Ultimate Dermic Formula. We're very close to selling out of Turbo Force and a lot of these best-selling products. We'll have to end that special here a few days after Sunday. It's store-wide free shipping, 50% off all the great supplements, double Patriot points on your next order, 10 cents on the dollar instead of 5 cents on the dollar, and an additional 10% off for anybody that signs up for auto ship for things you're going to want to reorder, like Wake Up America coffee, that I think is one of the best coffees out there. Folks love it. The fluoride-free toothpaste, fortified with iodine, colloidal silver, super blue. So you can get it 50% off right now with free shipping. That's very close to cost. And then get an additional 10% off on your next order and lock that in. So, again, thank you all for your support. Plus, these are great items you need. The krill oil, the fish oil, the sleep aid, knockout. They're all game-changing, amazing products, just like our information warfare based on truth is. So, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And don't forget, all of the preparedness items are 50% off as well.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95, and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
I'm gonna cross that river, I'm gonna catch tomorrow night. You're gonna wanna hold me, just like I always told you. You're gonna miss me when I'm gone.
Nobody here will ever find me, but I will always be around. Just like the songs I leave behind me, I'm gonna live forever now.
Now here's the key.
You fathers and you mothers, be good to one another. Please try to raise your children right. Don't let the darkness take them. Don't make them feel forsaken. Just lead them safely to the light.
Don't let the darkness take them. Don't let them feel forsaken. Everybody always knew the darkness comes to try to take your children. But Dr. Spock and all the leftist armies in the 50s and 60s told us, let your children be who they want to be. Don't teach them anything. Let the television raise them. And now NAMBLA is in the schools. Now even conservatives adopt whatever language we're told and whatever we're given. We don't call illegal aliens illegals anymore. We call them migrants, and then under the UN treaty, they're allowed to come and get everything free. Even the Blaze and Breitbart. I'm not even putting them down. Go along and use the terms we're given. Puberty-blocking drugs used to treat gender dysphoria in kids linked to thousands of deaths. Now, that's a good article exposing it's killing a bunch of people. But, you know, chopping your genitals off or taking chemicals to block it because people abused you and confused you in the school and gave you attention because you bought into it. More than half of them are mentally retarded or autistic. That's on record. That's called child abuse. That's called mind control. That's called sterilization. That's called experimentation. But if you call it gender dysphoria, hell, if you kidnap a woman, maybe out of her car, and rape her, give it some fancy name. Maybe call her confusion and fighting back a disease. Then it'd be okay, right? Don't let the darkness take them. Don't let them feel forsaken. They need to know you're there for them. That you'll kill for your children if you have to. You're ready to. They need to feel that. It's like a rock. They know it's there. First they break up the families, though. The women are all alone, and the waves of corruption and drugs and culture come crashing in, and then the gang members are there, and the criminal groups are there, and the leftist cults are there, targeting the nerds, targeting the Aspergers, targeting the autistic, and giving them a library book when they're in fourth grade about the love you're going to find. It's going to be getting in the car with that man. He's going to pull your pants down. He's going to suck you off. And you're going to be a big boy now. And, you know, we're on a lot of Christian stations, but they know I'm not a Pharisee. People are like, that's pretty shocking to say that. Well, they're teaching kids in elementary school that right now. They have known killers, convicted murderers, that have TV shows with little kids that dance half naked in front of men. Put them on screen right now if you're a TV viewer. It's praised on ABC and NBC and CBS as a wonderful thing. And they've got books in children's schools from Australia to the U.S. teaching children with hardcore literature, if you call it that, about people who were abused as children and how great it was. And again, 3 years ago and 2 years ago, the Boy Scout Jamboree, the leftist handed out 10,000 condoms to people as young as 10 years old, and they wondered why there's hundreds of lawsuits now and diseases and kids got HIV. And you're like, that's crazy. Why would they do it? Because it's a religious rite of Satanism to corrupt children, like a boarding party, a ship slamming in to another ship and pirates pouring off. They mean to take down the Boy Scouts. They mean to take down the Catholic Church and the Protestant Church and the Orthodox Church and the universities. These are cults that seek power to defile and ruin and steal the life force of children and to wreck their trajectory. Because a child fired by their parents and by the community, it's supposedly the real community, not the system, not the corporate evil, but the real community that's gone. Where are the barbecues? Where are the neighbors looking out for each other? Where are the farming communities? Where is it? It's all gone. That's like setting an arrow to your bow, pulling back, and then releasing. And when you release that arrow properly done, the trajectory of life is true and strong and productive and hits the bullseye. But if they can get into those children when they're little and put the dyes in the food and the vaccines with the adjuvants and hurt them and twist them and then program them, they'll never know what hit them. Don't let the darkness take them. Don't let them feel forsaken. Well, that's exactly what's happening now. Daily Wire got it right with their headline. Puberty-blocking chemicals kill thousands. Not puberty-blocking drugs used to treat gender dysphoria in kids linked to thousands of deaths. And why don't we just give what Hitler did a medical name? That'll make it okay. So, military sees frustrating trend as suicide spike already, AP reports, above the previous record. And they go up and up and up and up and up, and then 24 veterans kill themselves every day. That number's up. Don't let the darkness take them. Don't let them feel forsaken. Because when you don't feel like you're part of a community and doing good, and you don't feel like you have any worth, you kill yourself. Especially white males and veterans and police are told they're crap, they're evil, they're trash. They know it's not true. They're put on psychotropic drugs that kill you, that make you commit suicide, that make you lose your connection to God. What all these people need to do is go out and help others and decide the enemy, the globalist, trying to program you to kill yourself, whether you're a young person, an old person, a veteran, doesn't matter, that you're not going to let them win. And instead of feeling empty because the war is over and it's all over for the unknown soldier, bullet strikes the helmet's head. It's all over for the unknown soldier. But it's not over. The fight's now against the globalists trying to take our free speech and trying to take our Second Amendment and trying to overthrow our elected president and trying to drive us into submission. And so instead of running from that weight, we need to lean into it and get stronger as we fight. And then we won't want to commit suicide. We want to live for as long as possible to fight and resist and be strong. And we're going to do it. We're going to defeat these Satanists. Their will is not as strong as ours, and they know it. September is almost over, and right now we're offering store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and 50% off for a limited time. As a lot of you know, I don't play by the establishment's rules. In fact, I like to hijack things they've created and turn it towards the use of the people and the information war. And we're doing that right now with a big game changer. We're going to bring you real Black Friday prices months early
in late September and early October. It's going to run as long as supplies last. Across the board, at least 50% off, store-wide, free shipping, double Patriot points, and more. We've not done this, ladies and gentlemen, since last Christmas, but I want you to take advantage of this. We need funds to run our operations, so it is a win-win. We're going into 2020. InfoWars needs the funds. Plus, these are great products. Go take advantage of them right now at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The following report is a lot bigger than Alex Jones, yours truly, or InfoWars. It's about a fight to remove the First Amendment, the very same offer that successfully bankrupted
the Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
The same law firm that successfully bankrupted Remington now has its sights on me, the most powerful law firm in Connecticut. It has its fangs and its claws out, licking its lips. And even in front of the Supreme Court of the state yesterday, they kept saying, well, you can't violate his free speech, right? You want us to throw back this appeal saying he didn't do what he was supposed to on discovery. And Koskoff of Koskoff and Koskoff said, no, it's his speech. It's not protected. He's a bad man. Yes, he said that. You know, that doesn't make sense. That's unconstitutional. That's the goal. Overturn it all. While getting awards for being a constitutionalist at the same time. That's the sick joke. Here's the local Fox report, then we'll talk to Norm Pattis, who gave the oral argument on my behalf.
Right now, Sandy Hook families are taking on Alex Jones at the state's highest court. Jones didn't appear in court today, but the families did, as the free speech case against the controversial conspiracy theorist took another twisted turn. Fox 61's Matt Caron live outside of the state Supreme Court with an update. Matt.
Well, today, Alex Jones's attorney, Norm Pattis, argued that Bridgeport trial judge Barbara Bellis's decision to sanction Jones for his recent comments was unwarranted.
The First Amendment on trial.
And they say, that's me! He threatened me!
The Honorable Supreme Court of the state of Connecticut is now open.
The state's highest court heard arguments in the defamation lawsuit brought by Sandy Hook family members against conspiracy theorist Alex Jones, who for years said the school massacre was a hoax.
Alex Jones speaks in the vein of conspiracy theorists, as conspiracy theorists have spoken in this country since the founding.
Thursday's arguments centering around alleged threats Jones made on his InfoWars internet broadcast against Sandy Hook family attorney Chris Maddie.
We addressed it by enhancing some security around our office.
There was no threat here. Chris Maddie's no wallflower.
Whatever we've had to deal with, either me personally or as a firm, pales in comparison to the abuse that he unleashed on the people standing behind me.
Those Sandy Hook family members declined to speak. Inside the court, Maddie's counterpart, Joshua Koskov's spirited exchange with Justice Stephen Ecker.
This case is a loaded case. Your firm brought the case against a known conspiracy theorist with a big microphone.
Mm-hmm.
And you knew that when you did that, you were getting into a war.
The court is implying that we have to accept that if you want to bring a case against somebody that is you believe is worthy of bringing a case against and it has done an injustice to you, you better think twice, because you have to accept that we, as the court, are going to treat that person differently because you got what you asked for. And that is the implication. And it, in fact, a court should do the opposite.
Jones made his comments following the discovery that child porn was attached to emails sent from Jones to Sandy Hook family attorneys as part of the evidence discovery process.
Whoever was responsible for that child pornography, he'd like to see that person's head on a pike. That is hyperbole, much like...
Now, the justices made no ruling today, but the trial court judge did previously rule that Jones and Pattis stonewalled the court and the defense by not producing evidence documents and handing them over. Pattis, meanwhile, is arguing that they did produce 57,000 emails.
All right, we're going to talk about this a little bit in the next hour. Then I get into all the big impeachment news, the military news. The economy news is just the incredible state this country's in. But you have to understand, everyone that supported President Trump in his initial run in 2015, 2016, has been either put in prison, or they've tried to put him in prison, or they've been sued dozens of times. They have been bankrupted. They've been attacked. That's all over the news. And that's what this is. And the Sandy Hook parents, God bless them, they go on the news all the time and say, he's attacking us. He's coming after us. He won't stop sending people to our houses. One of the women I sued 2 days ago, running for Congress in Massachusetts, she says that I said, kill the Sandy Hook kids. So they're just escalating this when I barely ever hardly even talked about it. Plus, it's free speech. So that's how they got me deplatformed. And it's the Democrats damaging me with this, using kids as a human shield, like Greta Thunberg, to do that. And so we have some astounding clips from the 2 hours of oral argument in the court. The court was going to rule, but then said, no, we can't rule. That was pretty ominous for the other side. But this is a big deal. This is a big deal for the First Amendment. And when you read what they're saying and what they're doing, they're really trying to overturn the First Amendment. Even NPR had a big report on that on Monday, saying, well, the First Amendment's in trouble in this country. Well, yeah. And the left is leading the charge to get rid of it. So one of the most famous First Amendment lawyers in the country, Norm Pattis, joins us now to talk about what he witnessed yesterday. We're going to play some of these really intriguing clips that's a lot better than the stuff you usually see on court TV back when it was around. Norm, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Alex. So yesterday was a very significant day. We argued that whatever speech you uttered against Mr. Maddie was not defamatory. It was not a threat. It was vigorous, angry speech by a person, namely you, who was aggrieved and had suspicions. The Sandy Hook lawyers shocked me. At one point, they stood in front of the court and said, Alex Jones is a bad man. as though somehow their opinion of your moral worth, if that's what they meant by that, warranted or justified silencing your speech. But at one point I stood in front of the court. I said, I would rather stand beside Alex Jones in just about any dispute than in next to some officious intermeddler who's acting as a censor. But I think the court heard that. It was a difficult argument. We were set to be there only for an hour. All the justices had a lot of questions. It's what lawyers call a hot panel. You know, we are waiting for a decision. It could come out this afternoon. It could come out weeks from now. In my view, there's no dispute on this record that Judge Bellis was animated, and the other side admitted it. Kaskoff admitted it, that Judge Bellis was animated in part by her distaste and revulsion and disgust at your speech. That is not an adequate grounds to raise a discovery sanction. And it is a chilling, chilling, chilling attack on the First Amendment.
When are we going to get a ruling on this?
You know, it could. It was interesting yesterday. My general practice is the minute the gavel pounds ending the proceedings, I pack my briefcase up and run out the door. Nothing good ever happens in a courtroom. So I was packing up to go, and the Chief Justice looked at me and said, "You may want to stick around. We may have something in 20 minutes." And I looked at him as though to say, "Really?" And he nodded. So I went and waited in the lobby. 20 minutes later, a clerk came out to say, "We're not going to have anything today." I've been watching the docket sheets all morning to see if there's going to be a decision. My read on the court is it's going to be a close call. We're likely to get a 4-3 or 5-2 ruling. I don't think it'll be unanimous. And I really can't tell which way it goes. One of the justices, Justice McDonald, seemed fairly hostile to our cause. Justice Kahn has been very difficult on First Amendment issues over the years. On the other hand, Justice Ecker seemed to understand. Justice Mullen got it. Justice Robinson is a rule of law man who cares about respect for the law. So, I think we've got a shot. And I'm very, very much hoping that we can get this case remanded and give you an opportunity to argue your motion to dismiss, because the court at one point turned to me and said, you know, what would be the harm if we denied this, you know, if Mr. Jones just went to regular litigation? And I said, the whole point of the so-called anti-SLAPP statute is to protect plaintiffs, or defendants rather, against the crippling cost of litigation for frivolous claims. And this is a fundamentally frivolous claim. Kaskoff's CUTPA, Connecticut Unfair Trade Practice Act, has no support in existing law. They are basically saying that you engage in speech they find to be offensive, or their clients do at least, and you also sell products. Therefore, that's an unfair trade practice. Does that mean that we should sue the New York Times when they sell their tchotchka on their pages around the holiday, globes and maps and so forth, because we don't like the editorial policy? It is a ridiculous and dangerous precedent. This suit is, I could not be prouder to stand behind you and in.
Well, it's everybody's fight. We're going to play some of these truly amazing clips. This is like something out of a movie, out of A Few Good Men. When we come back on the other side, and I want to make something clear to Kaskoff and the world, and they know this. We're not holding anything back on Discovery. We gave them, I thought it was 60-something thousand emails. Anything with all these search terms in it. They're demanding things that don't exist from us. Where's the marketing on Sandy Hook? Hey, you're the guys that make a living off Sandy Hook, not me.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
The last 10 minutes, we're going to get you that clip where they actually say, well, he's a bad guy. He doesn't deserve speech. We're going to get you that clip right now. But let's start getting to some of these clips. Let's go to clip 7. This is the Democratic Party top law firm in the state, openly that's already bankrupted Remington, up there saying, A, that I haven't given them discovery. I want to explain something. The judge keeps saying, we want the Sandy Hook marketing. There is no Sandy Hook marketing. We hardly ever talked about it. I don't live this. I'm not running for Congress like the Sandy Hook parents. I'm not running charities. I haven't raised millions of dollars. Hillary Clinton looked at my whole life and said, he looks weak on Sandy Hook because he used to have people on saying it didn't happen. Now he says it happened years later. Let's pin it on him. Let's say it's his whole life. And then it's their whole life. This Koskov law firm, these people, and the families are all fighting with each other over money and who gets it and the Bloomberg cash. And then they keep saying, Jones lives off us. And then they force me to talk about him. But this is how the left operates. It's just not true. And I hear the families on the news going, he just won't stop coming after us. He's sending people to our houses. Help us, help us, help us. I never did any of that. So it's really something else. And it's very, very dangerous. So here's a clip of you can't rely on anything Jones says.
Within that week, right, because the hearing, the broadcast was on the 14th, and he's waving the Google Analytics, obviously not knowing, I mean, light most favorable
how
to him.
Clear, how clear is this what he has? I mean, because wasn't there some issue about it's out with a vendor? And the vendor?
Well, it's only not clear because Alex Jones said it, and it's hard to rely on anything
well,
he
but
says.
You're relying on it. You're relying on that it's clear.
Just amazing. Let's go to clip number one. Here's Norm Pattis speaking. About hate speech. Oh, we say it's hate speech, so magically there's no free speech there. This is how they got rid of free speech in Europe and the UK and Canada.
I've been watching the campus speech cases for a number of years, and I think I've argued Parnov and Talpier here. And it's my view that the courts are perilously close to adopting something like the pornography standard for hate speech, that they're going to say, we don't know what impermissible hate speech is, but when it lacks any serious artistic, literary value, or in this case, political value, and it's just a rant and it's frightening, we're going to prohibit it. And we're going to, by stroke of a pen, create a hate speech exception to the First Amendment. I think that is a terrifying prospect to me, and it's what makes this case, in my view, so critically important. Alex Jones speaks in the vein of conspiracy theorists, as conspiracy theorists have spoken in this country since the founding. Take your dollar bill out and look at the symbolism behind it. Read literally the allegations in the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah, they're saying the king is conspiring to take our rights. And conspiracy is two people meeting and agreeing to do something nefarious in a plan. I mean, there's thousands and thousands of people charged federally every year with conspiracy to commit this, conspiracy to commit that, Norm.
Absolutely. I mean, look, the fact of the matter is we live in a world with billions of other people. It's hard to come up with explanations. Nothing is as simple as it appears. And we have the right to connect dots in ways that make sense to us. One of the things I've enjoyed about getting to know you and getting to know your show is you have a number of sources and you take risks that other people are afraid to take. Every now and then you'll say something, I'm not sure I understand it, but I know it's worth looking at. And I know that you didn't create your viewership. Your viewers come to you because there's a crisis of legitimacy in this country. Pluralism has run its course, and now we are a nation of pots saying to the potter, why makest me thus? And the center has fallen out. I think you had every right to look for the center or a new center. I think your viewers and listeners come to you for that. I think that's why Donald Trump got elected. Now, people may say, oh, we don't like the message. It's this, it's that. You don't kill the messenger. You argue it. You debate it. The critical question isn't why do we have Alex Jones? Why do we have Donald Trump? Why do we have this? Why do we have that? The critical question is, if you don't like it, but people are drawn to it, maybe you should be asking yourself questions about your own speech. What are you missing?
Well, exactly. But let's take Adam Schiff, the head of the Intelligence Committee. He just came out and read a fake transcript of the president and didn't tell people till later it was fake and a giant criminal hoax. But he's protected because he has the congressional immunity. I mean, that's a conspiracy right there. There is a conspiracy by the Democrats to make something up on Trump. The whole Russiagate, it turned out, was paid for and made up and a fraud. That's a conspiracy to defraud the voters of who we elected. So the idea that this law firm doesn't want us to be able to ask questions when so much of what we first broke from Epstein to fluoride in the water has been our fake WMDs in Iraq. I said that was made up. It was made up by the Office of Special Plans. So, I mean, people are crazy if they just believe what they're told. But this idea now by the Democrats to throw away the First Amendment, to throw away the press, is very dangerous.
It is, and you mentioned the European example. I mean, in Europe, you have to be careful what you say, because if it offends someone, it could be a crime. Offensive speech is criminalized. We've never criminalized offensive speech in the United States. And the reason we've not done so is there needs to be someone who determines what is and is not offensive. That person is the censor. I do not want a censor in my life.
That's called a king. That's called a lord.
Absolutely.
And we set this country up to get away from that.
Absolutely. And that's what makes your case the fight of the century, at least in terms of the First Amendment.
And by the way, you're not just saying that. That's what the law journals are saying. That's what, I mean, and the justices say that. Let's go to clip two. Court defends protected speech. Here it is.
We were looking for this data for a long time. And so this is a change. He failed to comply. He came to the 18th hearing. Now, that was after the broadcast. And he didn't bring the Google Analytics that he had for TV. So the judge was absolute. She would have been, first of all, we're talking about an abuse of discretion. We all recognize that. And I think we go back to where we started with Justice McDonald implicitly identifying that trial court is in the best position to know whether the compliance has been met. They know the ins and outs. They know whether they know the degree to which compliance is either just barely substantial or really substantial. And we defer to them.
But if we were to find that Mr. Jones' statements were protected speech, could we even get there?
I want to be clear for Mr. Koskoff here again. I showed Google Analytics how many times Sandy Hook was on the website. It was like 0.2. That I can put in the term. They were asking for the Google Analytics. That's like saying, I want the internet. You just go into this interface, and we don't even know how it works. You've been here and tried to figure it out. It's a whole bunch, and most of it you got to pay for. And so we saw what they did with our emails. They got 60-something thousand emails, not 50,000. Then they data mined and scanned it and found hidden code of child porn someone had sent us right after they filed suit on us. And then that was put out to the press that we sent child porn to the families when they subpoenaed emails we never opened. We gave them to them. They scanned them, found it, and then told the press we sent child porn in an attempt to damage us. I mean, it's just incredible, Norm.
Well, it is. And what's more, one of the underreported parts of the argument is we claim that there were due process violations, that in the hearing on the 18th, when you were sanctioned, you were not given notice and a meaningful opportunity to be heard. There are two very, very important factual inaccuracies in what Mr. Koskoff said to the Supreme Court. The night before the 18th, the 17th, at 7:56, we tried to email them a great deal of Google Analytic material that your office worked with me to identify. I don't have any indication that they ever opened that email. What's more, an associate of my office appeared in court on the morning of the 18th and tried to hand them a thumb drive, and they said, no, we don't want it. So, these are facts that would be developed at an evidentiary hearing. But, you know, the judge, in our view, shot first and didn't even ask questions later. She refused to ask questions. And she refused to ask questions because she was animated in substantial part by the speech that you engaged in.
And you were telling me you've never seen a judge. I mean, they're asking for everything so they can hand it over to the Democratic Party, basically, in my view. Here is the judge of the Supreme Court.
If they wanted to find out, hey, what part of this decision is based on the discovery issues and what part is based on the First Amendment, there's nothing preventing them from doing that.
That's
and
not
that
true
is
in a mixed motive situation, though, and I think, that's an important point. I mean, if an employer, for example, you know, says you're fired because you're incompetent and you're fired because of your gender, the court won't say, well, those are independent at all. It'll, in fact, to the contrary. You can't have, and here what's a little different is this isn't a court just issuing an order. The claim is that the court itself, as the Chief Justice pointed out, was the equivalent of the employer. It was the unconstitutional actor. It was doing something that was unconstitutional if the defendants are right. That is, it was violating First Amendment rights. And so when there are two reasons, in a mixed motive analysis, I think under Mount Healthy in those cases, if the unconstitutional motive is in there, then you lose.
We'll be right back with more on the other side. Then we'll cover geopolitical developments.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.